Billionaire Warren Buffett held up his flip phone during an interview with CNBC Today. He said he doesn't own an iPhone, but that didn't stop him from more than doubling down his company's investment in Apple since the new year. Buffett said this morning he's noticed how useful customers find Apple's top product.
It just has that quality that gets built into their lives. Now, that doesn't mean something can't come along that will disrupt it, but the continuity of the product is huge.
Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the news from Warren Buffett means that Apple is now one of Berkshire Hathaway's biggest equity holdings. Put this in a little context for us. What's the big deal?
Well, you know, Buffett has not been a huge fan of technology companies, and maybe he doesn't even see it as a technology company. Maybe he just says, hey, this is just producing a fantastic product. But it's really interesting in this particular letter where he mentions Apple and also investments in some airlines. He'd been previously quite dismissive of airlines. So he's adding some new types of asset classes, industries into his asset class of stocks and doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Well, and today's interview comes after he released his annual letter to shareholders over the weekend, and he had some damning words for the hedge fund industry. Tell us what he said.
Well, first of all, I mean, this is just fabulous because in my mind, he's sort of this truth teller, and he has such, authenticity. And he says that the fee system around hedge funds, where they charge 2% a year and 20% of the profits, he says it, quote, borders on obscene. And he says that it's going to make that fee structure certainly makes a lot of people rich, but it's not investors who are getting rich. It's the folks who are running those hedge funds. You know, there have been a great bet that Warren Buffett has with a hedge fund guy. And he said, hey, look, I'll bet you that if I invest in an index fund, it'll be your best five hedge funds over the 10-year period. Guess what? He's right. When he looked at the performance right now, we're almost up to 10 years through 2016. The hedge funds, 2.2% annually. The index fund, 7.1%.
Interesting. And he predicts that pension funds, or says pension funds and other investors, have lost some $100 billion in the last decade because of those high fees. I mean, what is he telling people to do with their money instead, Joe?
Well, you know, look, he's saying you could invest in me, Warren Buffett, right? You could buy Berkshire Hathaway. Or for most people, and I think he believes 99% of investors, that you can use an index fund or a portfolio of index funds to help you manage your financial life. And, you know, what's interesting is this shift is taking place already. We know that most investors previously had said, oh, I'm going to go out buy a managed mutual fund. They know something better. But the evidence has been really sketchy that over the long term, passive investing with index funds tends to do better than trying to beat the index because it's cheaper. And we know that last year, $342 billion moved out of actively managed funds. $505 billion went into passively managed funds. So people are listening to Buffett and obviously reading the results of real research.
Jill, briefly, you know, is the hedge fund industry making any effort to lower their big fees?
Yeah, I mean, look, they have made some changes, but I think the biggest change in the hedge fund industry is so many are shutting down. And we hear this every day. That is simply because they can't compete on the fee structure, and they're really having a hard time delivering results.
Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.